When you all walk around with stars in your eyes,
当你两个人行的时候，咁你哋好似有啲星喺你哋前边咁。
And a smile frozen on the face.
咁你哋个笑容喺面上冻结咗。
Walking on the clouds.
咁你哋两个人好似喺云端咁散步一样。
Oh, so wonderful experience.
咁你会话啊，呢啲咁奇妙嘅经历。
You really find rest unto your soul.
咁你哋的确喺你嘅灵魂入边系揾到安息。
You've been in love, you can picture it again.
如果你哋的确经历过呢爱嘅时候，你哋可以谂翻嗰时嘅情景。
This restlessness, this toil, it's all disappeared in this experience of love. Restlessness. Without rest. Man's restlessness. Up to that point, you don't know whether you've got her or not, and she doesn't know whether you got him, or she got you or not, and the whole business is very restless, uncertain, insecure, anxious.
你知道嗰一刻你都係咁不能安靜嘅，但經過嗰件事之後，你已經係可以全心咁樣信賴。
And every time you see somebody talking to your boyfriend, I wonder what he's going to be lost. He's talking to another girl now. Your handkerchief out, waiting around.
就好似以前，如果你未經歷過咁嘅事嘅時候，你見到另外一個人係同你嘅女朋友傾偈嘅時候，你已經係非常之緊張。
And then the boy, when he sees somebody talking to his girlfriend, wow, his heart boom, bang, banging up and down, whether he's going to lose her now.
或者係調翻轉頭，一個女仔如果見到其他嘅人同佢嘅男朋友講説話嘅時候，佢又更加緊張。
But now you see, now you know each other's commitment, and in that commitment to one another, there is rest.
但係因為經過嗰件事之後，你已經每一個人都知道對方嘅對於你所奉獻嘅。經過呢件事之後，你就可以無憂無慮。
So you can see that this whole passage, in order to understand it well, we have to go to the Song of Solomon. We have to go to marriage to try to understand.The spiritual reality that these verses are expressing to us.
So, if we want to understand this passage, if we want to fully understand it, we have to go back to Song of Solomon, go back to God's Song.
And so, as we go on, we go across to chapter 12, and we see the implementation, the implementing of these points.
We will continue on to chapter 12.
And we see how it works out in that relationship.
We see how God and man's relationship is being established.
Now, we see in verse 1 that at that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath day. And his disciples were hungry. And so as they walk through the field, they pluck the ears of corn and they rub it in their hands and blow away the chaff and eat the grain.
咁所以經過嗰啲麥嘅時候，咁佢哋就掹咗啲麥水落嚟，咁樣係磨咗出邊嗰層殼，去又食入邊嗰啲嘅肉。
What is important for you to understand, of course, is that in Scripture this is not stealing. Walking through somebody else's field and taking the corn is permitted by Scripture.
首先，我哋要明白喺聖經方面嚟講，我哋咁樣係喺人哋嘅田入邊摘嗰啲麥子嚟食，唔係一件係違法嘅事。
You see this in Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 25.
在《申命記》第23章25節那裡都提到這件事是聖經所准許的。
You may not go to somebody's field and cut all his grain down and take it home. That would be stealing. That's not allowed.
你不能去別人的麥地那裡切殺別人的麥子下來拿回家，這個是不准的。
But if you are hungry, you may stand there and take off the grain of corn right there and eat it on the spot. That is allowed.
如果你是經過麥地而你肚餓的時候，你是可以准許是拿他一些麥來吃的。
And the law allowed it as a measure of mercy and kindness, that people will learn to be kind to one another.
而為什麼神會這樣准許這些事呢？就是他想人是學習對人家的仁慈。
If you happen to be on a journey and you are hungry, you may take off the corn on the field and eat of it.
就是如果有一個人他在一個旅程裡面，如果他真的肚餓，他可以吃別人的麥田的麥子。
In the same way, if somebody happens to be passing through your field, they may eat of the corn of your field, though not to take it away.
同一個道理，人家如果是肚餓經過你的麥田的時候，他也是准許吃你麥田的麥子。
Now here we find then that to see the picture of this, we need to go on, and it says here, the Pharisees were watching them.
我們再看下去那個圖畫，就看到有些法利賽人在這裡。
And immediately they are pointing a condemning finger and says, Look, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath.
就睇见嗰啲法利赛人立即就对耶稣基督讲话，睇下啦，你而家门徒系作嗰啲安息日唔可以作嘅事啦。
Because the Pharisees thought of the Sabbath as simply an external rule that you may not walk so a long distance on Sunday, you may not do this, you may not cook food, there are so many things you're not allowed to do on the Sabbath. The reason for that is because they did not understand the meaning of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, the word Sabbath means rest. And it means to say that one stops. To rest, one must stop from what was giving one toil before. And so, when we enter into Sabbath, it means we come to an end in the spiritual sense of our toil of sin in the past. It was what we were talking about on Friday in the Bible study as well, where we make a complete break with the past. We are finished with the old life of sin. Now, unless you have finished with the old life, you can never enter into the new. And the Hebrew word for Sabbath actually does mean to come to an end of something. Now, if you want to become a Christian, I want to say this again for those who are not at the Friday Bible study. You must make a break with the old way of life once and for all. Just like in marriage, when you get married, you are finished with your old way of life. You come into a completely new lifestyle. Now, I would like to tell you that, in fact, a great deal of the trouble in marriage is precisely because those who get married just do not do this thing. They take their old lifestyle into their married life. Now, if you take your old lifestyle into the new lifestyle, into marriage, you're going to have trouble in marriage very, very quickly. If you keep saying, well, this is the saying to your husband, or the husband saying to the wife, well, this is the way I am used to doing it, and I'm going to continue doing it like this, I tell you, you will have an awful lot of trouble. You have not understood that getting married means you are finished with your old lifestyle in which you did things your way. If you like your old lifestyle that much, then don't get married. Don't go into a new lifestyle. And so in the same way, if you like being a non-Christian so much that you don't want to go into the new lifestyle of union with Christ, then forget it, don't become a Christian. Because your Christian life will simply not work out. That's why there are so many so-called Christians today who have endless trouble because they have taken their non-Christian life and imported it into the Christian life. But secondly also, this change must not just be external, it must be a change of attitude inside. That is to say, when we enter into this new lifestyle, we must come with the attitude that this is a new lifestyle and I am going to think in a new way. That is, think as a person who is no longer a free agent, as is so to speak, in the past, doing my own thing, but now I am one who is united to another.
就當你又進入呢個新嘅生活嘅時候，你自己嘅內心都要需要改變，你嘅思想要改變，你要再唔能夠思想舊時嘅嘢，你要諗住你而家再唔係無拘無束，而係你走入呢個新嘅呃入邊。
You see, a lot of changes were bound to take place externally when you get married, just by the very fact that you are married. You are forced into changes.
我哋睇下婚姻呢件事，有好多人結咗婚之後，佢哋喺表面上當然有好多嘅改變。
But unless that those external changes are accompanied by a deep inner appreciation of why this needs to be done, then you will have problems.
但係除非你啲外表嘅改變係你哋嘅心入邊係願意係需要有咁嘅改變嘅時候，但如果唔係嘅話就有問題。
For example, when you become a Christian, it doesn't mean that you become a Christian now. Therefore, before you used to smoke, therefore now I don't smoke. This is only an external change. That does not necessarily mean there is an internal change.
譬如成為一個基督徒。未成為基督徒嘅時候，你係吸煙，而家你唔吸煙啦，咁呢個係外表嘅改變。
You don't become a Christian simply because you stop smoking. You only become a Christian if there is an internal change in your heart.
但你要記住，唔係因為你捨棄咗唔吸煙，咁你就能夠成為一個基督徒。只不過你成為一個基督徒，你喺內心入邊唔願意去吸煙。
The not smoking is like the Pharisees. They are only looking at the outside. I don't do this, therefore I am right. I am a good Christian. You don't become a good Christian by stop smoking. That's not all there is to being a Christian.
呢啲就係法利賽人，佢哋成日都諗，好似話唔吸煙咁樣，佢哋睇見外表嘅行為就話我哋咁樣做咗啦，咁已經係一個基督徒啦。
And that is why these Pharisees, because they are so superficial and external, their old life is still with them now. Therefore, their religion is only on the surface.
就係同埋一啲法利賽人一樣，就係佢哋只係睇見外表嘅事、表面化嘅事，就係佢哋呢個舊嘅生命仲係同佢哋喺埋一齊，所以佢冇法子能夠有大嘅生命嘅改變。
And there are still a lot of Christians who think that being a Christian is simply an external thing, an external change of not doing certain things.
今日好多人都係諗住成為一個基督徒，只不過係外表上面係一個改變，唔做一啲咁嘅事算啦。
But if you do that, you will find you cannot have the rest that comes from being yoked to Christ.
但如果你淨係做咗呢啲嘅時候，你會發現到你冇法子能夠得到呢個係你與主係合而為一喺個握子之下能夠得到嗰個安息。
You will not have rest to your soul until you have the inner change.
除非你喺入邊有一個大嘅改變，如果唔係你個靈魂得唔到安息。
Now the strange thing is that a person often refuses to change even though he loves or she loves the other person.
但有一件事就係有啲人佢雖然係好愛對方，但佢哋都係唔願意改變自己。
Now this I find very curious.
對於這件事我都發覺很奇怪。
You see, these two, if they didn't really love each other, they would never have gotten married.
因為兩個人如果真係冇愛對方嘅時候，佢哋點會結婚？
And though they have committed themselves one to another, yet there is an unwillingness to change. There is love towards the other person, but not a willingness to change within ourselves.
但有一等人就係佢哋雖然係願意將自己交俾對方，願意係愛對方，但佢哋都係唔想將自己完全改變。
Or maybe there is a willingness to change, but not an actual doing of it. And this is going to cause friction. It is going to cause tensions. Why should I do it your way? You see, that is the old attitude being taken into the new life. There must be a change inside, even in human marriage, how much more in spiritual life. Now it's true, it takes time to change. You many times find the person who's just got married will say, what will you be doing next week? He says, I will be doing this, I will be doing that. And he's quite forgotten he's married. He's forgotten he's got a wife to think about too.
咁好多時你問咗個結咗婚嘅人，問佢你會再做啲乜嘢啊？咁佢話啊，呢個禮拜我做啲，嗰個禮拜我做乜嘢？但佢好多時都發覺，即係你會發現到佢係忘記咗佢太太嗰一部分。
It's not that he doesn't love his wife. It's just that he is so used to the old way of life. He's always before thought of himself as a bachelor, a single man, and now he's still going on thinking in this way.
唔係話佢唔愛佢太太，只不過佢嘅思想未改變，因為佢舊陣時真係成日咁係成日諗住自己嘅事，所以未有咁快能夠習慣過嚟諗埋佢太太嘅事。
But later on, he learns to say we instead of I.But still, there is still that self-centered, the selfish way of doing things there.
咁遲啲之後，咁雖然佢學習到唔再講話我點，係講我們點，但係佢始終個自私嘅心仲未去得到。
And so, in the same way, you find people who become Christians, they say, "I am now under the yoke of Christ." But the way they live their life is as though they were entirely separated from Christ. Anyway, there's no difference from the old way of life they lived.
基督徒嘅生命入邊，亦都有啲係咁嘅，就係佢哋係表面上佢哋口話我喺基督嘅握子之下，但喺生活嘅行動方面，佢哋係冇
So when they make their decisions, as I will do this, I will do that, it seems as though whether they were Christians or not didn't make the slightest difference.
他们在口里说我会这么做, 但是对于成为基督徒来说,
and so we find is exactly this with the Pharisees. They do things their own way, and they think that being a Christian, being a religious person, is just an external performance.
所以在法利赛人身上我们也找到同一个例子, 就是他们做他们自己愿意所做的事, 以为成为基督徒只不过这么做就可以了。
Now the Lord Jesus has to teach them something different.
当然耶稣基督就要教他们一些其他的事,
He points out to them from the word of God that their understanding of the Sabbath, of this rest, is completely wrong.
他在神的话语方面来说是对他们讲解,
this rest is comparable to salvation. This, how do you understand salvation, this Sabbath, which is salvation, as you see from Hebrews chapter 4?
在希伯来书第四章的时候,
and there we see that he points out to them that to be saved, to enter into God's Sabbath, is not a question of not doing this or that.
在那里耶稣基督继续说就是说我们要得救我们要在那个安息那里我们不是说不做这些不做这些就算了。
If you are the kind of Christian who thinks that because you don't smoke and you don't drink and you don't read the Sunday paper and you don't do this and that and many other things, therefore that's the evidence you are Christian, then you are in the same place as the Pharisees.
如果你们当中是有人想着我又不吃烟又不喝酒不做这个又不做那个那么就等于我已经是一个基督徒那么时候你就跟法利赛人差不多。
And like the Pharisees, you will not enjoy this rest, the rest of love.
也就是等于和法利赛人一样他们是没有享受到在这个爱里面的安息。
That means you will not enjoy, have the joy of salvation.
也就是等于你没有享受到这个得救的喜乐。
Did you ever enjoy salvation? Did you ever know the joy of salvation?
你有没有真的享受过得救呢?
If you are a person who has never known the joy of salvation, it's like two people got married who had never fallen in love with each other. They never knew what it is to have the joy of being in love.
如果一个人他没有发现到得救之后那个喜乐的时候，等于两个人结了婚，他没有发现到这个婚姻能够带给他的喜乐。
So what is the point of this marriage when you do not have the joy of marriage?
所以如果你是没有发现到婚姻的喜乐的话，那你结婚有什么意思？
The joy of being in love.
我现在所说的就是这个,在爱里面这个喜乐。
What is the point of being Christian if you do not have the joy of salvation? What is the point of it?
所以如果你是连救恩的喜乐都未曾尝试过的话,那你得救,你成为基督徒是有什么意思?
Is it an endurance test in the hope that if you can survive this endurance test, you can enter heaven at the end of this?
是不是一个就是这样的考验呢?如果你经历过这个考验的时候,那你将来可能会入到天国,会尝试到这种喜乐。
But the Bible knows of that joy here and now, the joy of his salvation.
但是圣经所说的就是这个喜乐,是现在现实的事,得救的喜乐。
How will you enjoy it then?
那究竟我们怎样可以能够享受这个喜乐?
Now in what the Lord Jesus says to the Pharisees, he gives them that principle.
在耶稣基督对那些法利赛人的教训里面,他讲到这方面的原则。
He speaks of David as being hungry on the Sabbath day and getting food. In fact, eating food, which was allowed only to priests. Eating the showbread, the bread.
在旧约来说,就是吃那些陈设饼,只是祭司才能准许做的事。
And then he shows another example, that's the priests too. And that was unlawful. David was not a priest, he should not have been allowed to eat the bread.
所以如果大卫他本身不是一个祭司的话,他是不准许吃这个陈设饼。
And yet he is never condemned for having done so.
但是他虽然是这样做了之后,但神都没有惩罚他。
Why?
为什么?
And the second illustration the Lord gives from the scripture, which completely silences the Pharisees, is this. You say that we may not work on the Sabbath day, but don't you go see the priests? The priests work in the temple right through the Sabbath day.
另外一件事耶稣基督对法利赛人说的就是说你们是以为我们不可以犯安息日但你忘记了律法上说过祭司在安息日那天在殿里犯了安息日都是没罪。
In fact, the priest has to work twice as hard on the Sabbath day because the sacrifices on the Sabbath are double from the ordinary days.
而事实上来说在安息日那天祭司所做的不只是平常的工作他还要做双倍的工作因为在安息日那天他们要献的祭是双倍。
So how can it be that David could break the Sabbath and be guiltless, the priests can break the Sabbath and be guiltless? How do you answer that?
咁究竟點解啊？大衛佢係能夠係犯安息日而一樣係冇罪，嗰啲祭司犯安息日亦都係冇罪咧
？It lies in understanding the meaning of Sabbath。
因為就係我哋要明白安息日嘅意思，先能夠答呢啲問題。
They, the priests, are guiltless because they serve God on the Sabbath。
嗰啲祭司點解係冇犯罪咧？因為佢哋係服侍神嚟到做嘅，所以係冇犯罪。
And what about David？
咁大衛又點啊？
For the same reason, he is guiltless because he served God. He was the anointed of God.
點解大衛冇犯罪呢？因為佢亦都係同一個理由，就係佢服侍神，佢係神嘅受膏者。
In other words, when you serve God, you have truly entered into the Sabbath.
另外一個我哋嘅講法就係，當你真真正正係服侍神嘅時候，你已經進入咗安息入邊。
In other words, if you want to enjoy salvation, you have to understand what it means to be serving God as a Christian.
另外一個我哋嘅講法就係，如果你係想真真正正明白得救救恩嘅時候，你就要明白點樣點解係服侍神。
There are so many Christians they don't enjoy salvation because they have never known what it is to be serving God。
就係好多人佢哋唔明白呢個救恩嘅喜樂嘅，就係佢哋冇明白到服侍神嗰個喜樂。
Now to serve God, first again, you have to be under His yoke. You need to be subject to Him, be in obedience to Him.
記住第一點就係當我哋想服侍神嘅時候，就係我哋要喺佢權柄之下，喺佢握之下。
And secondly, of course, it means an attitude of living for Him, working for Him. Your energy, your time are offered to Him.
另外我哋要明白嘅就係我哋服侍神，就係我哋嘅時間、我哋嘅能力，全部都係要為佢。
So I say to you, if you don't intend to live for God, you don't intend to serve God, don't bother to be a Christian, because you will never enjoy the joy of salvation.
所以我對你哋講話，如果你唔係有咁嘅決心係要服侍神嘅時候，你係冇法只能夠係享受到呢個得救嘅喜樂，所以不如唔好做個基督徒。
Going back to the picture of the yoke, what do you put a yoke on for? Why did the animals wear a yoke? For decoration?
再翻去嗰個鴨子呢個個圖畫嘅時候，咁點解嗰啲動物要喺上面放一個鴨咧？係咪佢哋淨係想嚟裝飾咧
？The yoke is there for service, to do something, to plow the fields, to accomplish a purpose。
呢個鴨子擺上去係想佢哋可以做一啲嘢，係譬如可以耕田一啲咁嘅事。
We are saved in order to serve。
我哋點解要得救咧？就因為我哋得救之後可以服侍神。
He who does not serve has not taken up the yoke。
如果嗰個係冇服侍神嘅話，佢係冇拎起神俾佢個鴨。
To take on the cross of Christ means to serve Him.
如果我哋話拎起神嘅耶穌基督嘅鴨嘅時候，佢個十字架嘅時候，亦都等於話我哋服侍佢。
It means to live for Him day by day.
即係話我哋喺每日之中係為佢而活。
If you are not prepared to live for Him, to serve Him, don't take on His yoke.
如果你唔係預備咗自己嚟到係為佢而活，係服侍佢嘅時候，咁不如唔好拎起呢個鴨啦。
If we come to the matter of marriage again, what exactly did we want to do in getting married?
再翻翻到去我哋講婚姻呢件事嘅時候，當你結婚嘅時候係做咗啲乜嘢咧
？Is it simply to get something or also to be able to give something?
咁係咪淨係攞咗啲嘢咁簡單咧？係咪我哋都要包括埋我哋可以俾出一啲嘢咧
？Last week we saw that the true Christian, the true disciple, his attitude is to give.
我哋上一個星期都講到一個真真正正嘅門徒，佢嘅態度就係付出。
But again, here is where we see so much of marriage begins to break down soon after marriage.
我哋喺度又睇得到點解咁多婚姻有問題啊
？Because each is not thinking how much I can put into the marriage, but how much I can get out of it.
因為佢哋唔係諗到喺呢個婚姻之下我哋可以俾出幾多，佢哋諗到我哋可以得到幾多。
And the more you want to get out of it, and each try to get something out of it, you're going to have trouble.
因為如果你兩方面都係想係得到一啲嘢，得到一啲嘢嘅時候，咁當然你係會有問題。
And nor can it go on one side only. You cannot have just one person giving all the time, the other person always wanting to take. That kind of a marriage will also not work out.
而喺另外一方面，如果只係一個人係成日咁俾，另外一個人係成日咁攞嘅時候，咁呢個咁嘅婚姻亦都係唔能夠成功。
Yet so many people become Christians with the idea, I become a Christian so I can get and get from the Lord.
所以而事實上有好多人佢成為一個基督徒，只不過諗住我成為一個基督徒就係可以成日都可以喺神嗰度得到一啲嘢。
But that kind of Christian life will not work out. You will never know the joy of salvation.
但係咁樣嘅基督徒生命嘅話係唔能夠成功嘅，你冇法只能夠享受得到得救呢個嘅喜樂。
But that marriage will work out when each says, "I'm going to go in to see what I can do for the other person."
但另外一種嘅婚姻就一定能夠成功嘅，就係每一個佢哋兩方面都係話我願意喺婚姻入邊所付出我自己應該付嘅。
To see what I can do to help that person more in life。
就係盡量設法係想諗下，我可以點樣俾出一啲嘢係令到對方係更加學快樂咧
？Because two minds put together can accomplish more. Two minds, two can accomplish more, can do more together. So you have a double strength to accomplish whatever needs to get done. At least ideally, that should be the case. And it's only the case when each goes in with a new attitude. I have not come into this just to get something. I have come in to give whatever I can give.
And,
yes, go ahead. Yeah.
这个婚姻能够成功，只不过一定要两方面都系话，我仔入呢个婚姻入边系愿意系俾出我自己应该付嘅。
A marriage will only work when each person gives whatever he can give and takes what he really needs.
这个婚姻系能够成功，而系要两方面都系话我要付出我所有能够付得出嘅，而我所收嘅只不过我一定需要嘅，我先要。
So in the same way, when you become a Christian, you don't become a Christian just with the attitude I am come here to get salvation from Christ. I want to get my prayer answered, my peace and my joy and so on.
成为基督徒而家同一个道理，你唔系话嚟到呢度，我要喺基督嗰度得到拯救，得到佢嘅平安，得到佢嘅安息，得到佢嘅恩典。
This shows you have brought the old selfish attitude into the Christian life. You see, your mind, your thinking has not changed. A wonderful marriage is this, in which the wife thinks, now what can I do to make the utmost contribution to my husband, to make him the kind of man that God wants him to be?
一个最圆满嘅婚姻就系咁，当一个妻子佢系谂住点样我能够付出我所有一切都能够付得出嘅，而使到我嘅先生系成为神所愿意嘅成为嗰等人。
I tell you, there are some great men who owe a great deal to their wives. They would never have been what they were not for their wives.
而事实上嚟讲，我亦都知道有好多神嘅好重用嘅仆人，就系佢哋都系欠佢哋妻子好多，因为如果佢哋唔系有佢妻子嘅帮助嘅缘故，唔能够成为咁嘅。
The wives stood in the background, helping the husband until the husband became the kind of man that they should have become. Enabling the husband to reach his full potential. We find people, even in the Christian world, people like John Bunyan, who were not for their wives, would never have become the servants of God that they were.
咁喺基督徒嘅圈子入邊，我哋都揾到好似本人約翰嗰啲咁嘅人。如果唔係佢哋妻子嘅幫助嘅緣故，佢哋都唔能夠達到咁嘅階段。
I heard that it was she who taught him to read and to write.
我睇過佢嘅傳記嘅時候，亦都睇到係話佢嘅太太係教佢點樣係寫字。
Until he became the great writer that he was.
直至到最後，佢成為一個咁偉大嘅作家。
And in the other way too, the husband can think of how he can help the wife to become what she should become in Christ.
当然喺另外一方面都系同一道理，就系佢先生亦都系要尽量想办法帮助佢嘅太太成为佢应该要成为嘅人。
To give her the encouragement, the teaching, whatever is needed to help her to come up and up in the Christian life.
俾佢鼓励啊，俾佢教导啊，咁无论俾出乜嘢，要等佢能够成为佢应该成为嗰等。
Now you imagine a marriage in which both people come into the marriage with this kind of attitude. There is really potential. There is a future for that marriage.
如果你谂到两个人系结婚，如果佢哋两个人两方面都系能够有咁嘅思想嘅时候，你可以谂得出个婚姻将来系要几咁美满。
But what kind of going to happen to a marriage when each person comes in demanding from the other person this, demanding that because I am a wife, I have the right to have this, and the other one says I am the husband and I have the right to have this from you, there'd be no end to it.
但如果另外一种嘅婚姻，两方面都话，因为我系你嘅丈夫或者我系你妻子缘故，我要得到啲咁嘅嘢，咁嘅婚姻嘅结果系会点？
And so in the same way in the Christian life, if we come into the Christian life thinking, Lord, you have done so much for me, what can I do for you? Ah, that Christian has got a future. That Christian will know the joy of the rest unto your soul.
明白到这个在他灵魂深处的安息。
That Christian will know the joy of salvation.
这个基督徒才明白救恩的喜乐。
And that Christian will come to know the glory of Christ more and more fully.
而他也能够明白，越来越更加明白神耶稣基督他的荣耀。
Because love has a way of either increasing or decreasing.
因为我们看到爱是有两个方法，一个就是增加，一个就是减少。
It either grows or it dies.
就係呢個愛，一係咧就係越嚟越係增加，越嚟越多；一係咧就減少，直至到死去。
And so we find that in the Christian life too, your love for Christ can grow from strength to strength, from glory to glory.
所以我哋發現到喺基督徒嘅生命亦都係，如果你嘅愛係一路一路咁增加落去，係變咗係越嚟越更加係像主。
And it is this desire to serve, saying, Lord, here I am. What can I do for you? That kind of Christian, I tell you, that kind of Christian will know what the Sabbath means in the spiritual sense.
而佢亦都係願意係時時刻刻咁為主嚟到服侍主，係問神講話，我又能夠為你做啲乜嘢咧？咁呢等人先至真正係明白安息日呢個意思。
Do you know the joy of salvation？
咁你自己嘅心入邊係明唔明呢個拯救、呢個得救、呢個嘅喜樂咧
？Have you put yourself under Jesus' authority, this wonderful Lord？
你有冇將自己擺喺耶穌基督嘅權柄之下？因為佢係咁奇妙嘅主。
Have you come with this attitude, Lord? You have done so much for me. What can I do for you？
你有冇嚟到神嘅面前话主啊，你为我做咗咁多，我能够为你做啲乜嘢咧
？That is what Christian life is about。
而呢个就系基督徒嘅生命嘅所有拥有嘅嘅入边。
Now there is more riches in here, but we have to close for today as our time is gone。
咁入边呢句经文入边仲有好多好多丰盛嘅意思，但系我哋今日要喺度结束。
And God willing, we shall continue to look into some of these riches next time。
如果神許可嘅話，我哋第二次再睇入邊嘅豐盛。
But again, I urge you, if you have not yet come into the fullness of the Christian life, or know what it is truly to be a Christian, then let God's word speak to you. Take His yoke upon you.
我再一次係提醒你哋，如果你哋未喺自己嘅生命入邊真真正正明白呢個安息嘅意義，未曾能夠享受到呢個救恩嘅喜樂嘅話，你係可以喺神面前嚟同神講，叫佢嘅説話嚟到對你講，等你明白，能夠將佢嘅轭子背喺你上邊。
And you will find that it is a yoke that is comfortable, a very pleasant yoke.
咁之後你就能夠揾得出知得到呢一個嘅轭係輕省係容易嘅。
Let us be quiet before God in prayer.
我哋喺神面前靜默禱告。